In this bulletin, Queensland opens its borders to fully vaccinated travellers from New South Wales, Victoria and the ACT. New Caledonia votes to stay part of France, rejecting independence. And in sport, Mercedes launch protests after rival Max Verstappen is crowned Formula One world champion. You're listening to SBS News. I'm Hannah Kwon. Queensland has opened its borders to fully vaccinated travellers from COVID-19 hotspots, including New South Wales, Victoria and the ACT. There's no quarantine, however, travellers will need a negative COVID-19 test, a border pass and to get tested again on day 5 after arriving. Tourism, Port Douglas and Daintree CEO Tara Bennett says she's excited to welcome travellers from interstate.
It's been tough for a very long time. We've been well below our standard trading, probably about 30% of our potential occupancy. We have been supported by Queenslanders travelling locally, but we cannot wait to get our major markets of Victoria and New South Wales back.
Western Australia Premier Mark McGowan is expected to reveal the date he will reopen the state's borders. It comes as WA reaches its 80% vaccination target for people aged 12 years and older. Voters in the French island territory of New Caledonia have overwhelmingly voted to stay part of France, rejecting independence. French President Emmanuel Macron hailed the result a resounding confirmation of France's role in the Indo-Pacific region. University of New Caledonia public law professor Carolyn Graveler explains.
New Caledonia enters now a transitional period, which is planned to last 18 months at most, period during which the French government and the Caledonian authorities will have to find a new agreement, define the legal relation to France, define the level of autonomy of New Caledonia, and a societal project.
South Korean President Moon Jae-in is to begin a diplomatic visit to Australia and will meet with Prime Minister Scott Morrison at Parliament House. President Moon and First Lady Kim Jong-suk were scheduled to land in Canberra on Sunday evening. Green energy, the regional strategic environment and COVID-19 response are likely to dominate talks. The South Korean leader is also expected to hold talks with opposition leader Anthony Albanese before departing on Wednesday. The United Kingdom is raising the country's coronavirus threat level in response to the Omicron variant. Health authorities are concerned increased hospitalizations and the fast-spreading nature of the variant means it will likely replace Delta as the dominant strain. British Education Secretary Nadeem Zahawi says booster doses will be key moving forward.
We know that it is highly infectious, so the doubling rate is between 2 and 3 days. So very quickly, Omicron will be the dominant variant in the United Kingdom and probably the rest of the world.
British Foreign Minister Liz Truss says a major focus of the Group of Seven meeting in Liverpool is to counter Russian aggression. It follows growing concern over a build-up of Russian troops on the Ukrainian border. Ms. Truss says a Russian invasion into Ukraine would have consequences.
And what we've shown this weekend is that the world's largest economies are united. We've sent a powerful signal to our adversaries and our allies. We've been clear that any incursion by Russia into Ukraine would have massive consequences for which there would be a severe cost.
To sport, Max Verstappen is a Formula One world champion. The 24-year-old Red Bull driver prevailed in an astonishing and dramatic last race. In the final lap at Yas Marina Circuit in Abu Dhabi, Verstappen managed to take over Lewis Hamilton to claim the Formula One world title. Verstappen claimed his first ever world championship and denied Hamilton his eighth. But Hamilton's defeated Mercedes team have lodged 2 protests as the move was allowed to take place after a safety car regulation.
It's unbelievable. I mean, throughout the whole race, I kept fighting, and then, of course, that opportunity in the last lap, it's incredible. I'm still having a cramp, but it's insane.
A big congratulations to Max and to his team. I think we did an amazing job this year. It's been the most difficult of seasons, and I'm so proud of them, so grateful to be a part of the journey with them. And, yeah, we gave it everything.
And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, mostly sunny, 26 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 25. Melbourne, mostly sunny, 32. Hobart, sunny, 25 degrees. Canberra, mostly sunny, 26. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 22. Sydney, mostly sunny, 24 degrees. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 25. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 29. Cairns, partly cloudy, 34 degrees. Darwin, partly cloudy, 35 degrees. You're listening to SBS News. I'm Hannah Kwon.